The big ticket item on the August ballot is the mayor's race, but voters will also be weighing in on amendments. One would require construction companies doing business with the city to hire more local workers. Supporters say the goal is to help more Nashvillians get valuable skills, but as WPLN's Emily Siner reports, the construction industry opposes this approach.
If the amendment passes, 40% of the worker hours on all big metro-funded projects would have to go to Davidson County residents, and 10% specifically to low-income residents. Labor advocate Ashford Hughes helped get the amendment on the ballot.
We know that we have people here that are really ready and willing to work. Let's provide training for those individuals to attain these jobs.
This amendment doesn't mention anything about training, but Hugh says by setting a quota, contractors would be forced to train more workers here, something he believes isn't happening enough. To local contractors, however, this hiring mandate is not appealing.
The reality is, in the construction industry in Middle Tennessee, the vast majority of workers on most every job don't live in Davidson County.
John Finch is the co-owner of PBG Builders and part of a coalition of organizations, including the Chamber of Commerce, that oppose this amendment. He says hiring more local workers is a nice idea, but way harder in practice.
If that 40% rule were applied, I don't know where we get them.
He says he wants to see more training programs for local low-income people, but he'd prefer that the government offer incentives to contractors who do so. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.
Early voting begins July 17th.